Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has announced a series of measures following two gun attacks. They include demolishing the homes of Palestinians involved and making it quicker for Israelis to get a gun license. James Bayes has more from West Jerusalem.
They're certainly fast-tracking things that they've done in the past, so it means that houses which have been demolished in the past may be demolished very quickly. Now, the houses we're talking about are not just the houses of those suspected of carrying out the recent attacks. They are houses which their families live in, and so these measures, I think, are going to be seen by many in the international community as revenge tactics and collective punishment. The demolishing of houses, the expulsion of some of these families and friends of those suspected of carrying out the attacks, expelling them from Jerusalem.
Meanwhile, Israeli settlers have broken into a Palestinian home overnight and set it on fire. It happened in the town of Tur Masaya, north of Ramallah, in the occupied West Bank. Iran's Ministry of Defense says a military workshop in the city of Isfahan has been attacked by drones. It said air defenses repelled the assault on Saturday night. The workshop roof was damaged, but the complex is expected to continue operating. Tunisia is holding a second round of parliamentary elections. The first one in December saw fewer than 9% of voters cast their ballots. The opposition boycotted that vote, saying President Qais Saied had lost his legitimacy. The UK's Prime Minister Rishi Sunak has fired the Conservative Party chairman from his government. The move comes after an investigation into Nadine Zahawi's tax affairs found he seriously breached ministerial rules when he was chancellor. At least 40 people have been killed in southwestern Pakistan after a bus fell from a bridge. It was reportedly carrying 48 passengers when it hit a pillar and plunged off the road early on Sunday. It had been traveling between Balochistan's provincial capital of Quetta and the southern port city of Karachi. A rally has been held in Burkina Faso's capital to celebrate the withdrawal of French troops. France's foreign ministry said earlier this week its forces would leave within a month after a request from the country's military rulers. French forces were deployed in 2018 to help fight armed groups.